This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Emma Dean from MasterChef. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Emma Dean from MasterChef. She was the winner of last year's season. Very, very lovely lady. She came into the studios last year for a bit of a chat about her cookbook, which was fantastic. Now, of course, MasterChef kicked off last weekend on the 10 Network. And last night was the very, very first elimination for 2014. Joining me on the line is that Vic D from last night. Hi, Brendan.
G'day, how you doing, mate?
How's things?
I'm very well, actually, surprisingly. I relived the shocking moment last night, but I'm feeling good retrospectively, mate.
You're based in Brisbane.
I am indeed.
You play in a punk rock band. What on earth made you audition for MasterChef?
I grew up in a family that was very food-oriented. My dad was a chef, and he brought me up as a stay-at-home dad, so I got brought up in the kitchen cooking good food, and then after 5 years of watching it, saying I could do that better, my girlfriend nudged me into applying, and I did so, and the journey started there.
It took over your girlfriend, because obviously you must cook a lot for your girlfriend.
Mate, I'm so lucky because she will eat anything and everything and is blessed with a good metabolism, so I feed her the most gluttonous, amazing things you can ever imagine, so I think she's a lucky girl, and I'm a lucky guy to have her.
Then MasterChef is quite a very high-pressure environment, and because getting into the top 24 is a big achievement as well. Now, last night's challenge was a Chinese challenge with Chef Kylie Kwong.
Yep.
Now, you haven't made much Chinese, and you said on the show last night that you really made fried rice once.
Yeah.
So you're probably dreading the fact.
Oh, mate, as soon as I saw Kylie, I was absolutely packing it. It was, not my day. I think if I came up with any cuisine other than Chinese, I would have fared pretty darn well. But they found my weakness first weekend, and that was the undoing of me.
Because in the fried rice, you had too much chili and not enough Chinese flavours. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I just chuck any old thing in.
That's the joy of fried rice, isn't it?
Exactly.
Chuck it all in, and if it tastes good, it's right. But, Kylie's obviously a very traditional Chinese cook, and she was looking for something very specific there, which I couldn't do.
Now, something that I found quite difficult was you had to name certain Chinese food ingredients.
Yep.
And you said hoisin sauce.
Yep.
But I would have chosen that too, because it looked quite similar.
Yeah, they do. They look almost identical, actually.
Because you couldn't taste it, right? You couldn't taste it.
No, you couldn't taste it. You just had to have a look at it. So, I didn't make a terrible decision there. It was just, once again, sort of the luck of the draw there. I had Matt Preston came up to me afterwards, actually, which wasn't filmed, and he came up and showed me the both and explained to me how easy they were to mistake for each other. So, Presto was could see why I made the error. So I was, once again, a little bit hard done by, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
You were in the bottom three with DePali and Rachel.
Yep.
Do you guys have a pretty close bond on set?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Rachel started out in Queensland at the auditions together, 6 or 7 months ago, because she's from the Northern Territory, so she was in Brisbane with us. And then DePali is just an amazing, really kind-hearted person. So everybody on set, as cliche as it sounds, we're all really close, and we all love each other in there.
And of course, your dish that you've cooked last night with the bottom three,
yep,
was a marinated pork loin,
yes,
with some deep fried lotus roots. Now, I mean, the pork wasn't cooked. Did you not taste it before you put it on the plate?
Well, I ate an awful lot of it before I put it on the plate, actually, and I thought it was wonderful, but I don't know as much as those guys do, so
yeah.
I was just of the opinion that you could do it a little pink in the middle, but that's not the way it was. So I ate an awful lot, actually, and I was stoked, and that's why it was such a shock to me. I thought I'd put up something that was going to get me through with flying colours, and it wasn't the way.
Because I had no idea either. I mean, you know about chicken and stuff, it can't be that pink, but I mean, pork should be, that's something I knew last night.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been doing their research and sending me little things saying that you can do it pink these days, because there's an old disease that got eradicated from pork or something along those lines. But either way, I thought I'd done something right, and it wasn't the way to go, so it wasn't the best night for me.
So you're the first evictee from this year's MasterChef.
Yep.
What did you learn? What's the top three things that you learned on the show?
Oh, okay. Number one would be that cooking for people is why I love cooking. you know, when I got home from MasterChef and stuck at home and made some dishes for my best friends and girlfriend, I was like, this is why I love cooking. So it's all about sharing. Second thing I probably learned is that, you know, food brings people together so much. Those other 23 people in there were the most amazing people, and we got along like a house on fire because of our love for food. And then third thing I learned was that MasterChef, and you know, that show in particular for reality television, is very true to form. I always wondered that. I was like, you know, how true is it? Do they really have 60 minutes and all that kind of stuff?
They do.
It's 100% true. You know, you go in there, you're under pressure, and you get it done in the time you're given, and that's it.
Now, finally, Brendan, you're out of the competition, but you're still doing stuff outside the competition, because
absolutely,
you have launched your own mobile restaurant called Riverland Market. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, the good thing about coming out early is I've had some time to figure myself out now. And so I've already, you know, had a few weeks, and I've launched a mobile restaurant. So we tour around Brisbane serving American-style food all over the place, and everybody's loving it. So it's called Riverland Market, and we're touring around everywhere serving great food. So I'm really happy with what I've done.
Well, best of luck, Brendan, and when you're in Melbourne, come and see us, all right?
I will, mate, absolutely. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Cheers.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.